Time now, the Bonusa pregame show, to visit with Ted Belisle, assistant coach of the Beavers and lead recruiter. You obviously are heavily involved with all of these incoming freshmen and how they got here, Teddy. As a collective group, how would you classify these guys?
Well, I think first of all, we do everything as a staff here, and one of the good things that we have here, especially with our young D, is that we have Travis, who's coached two of them in the past. And so there's, I think with this class, there's some familiarity. Obviously, we've had to bring in four new defensemen. Our goal is to get four that can play and hopefully impact right away. And guys that play our style. And I think we did a good job there. And then up front, we got a very good mix of hockey sense and speed and creativity.
What can you tell us about Dan Billett?
You know, Dan's obviously, he was coached by Travis in Aberdeen. He first became on our radar, a few years ago. Actually, I went out to go watch a game on Dylan Ike's, and I came out and goes, who's this kid? You know, and it's funny how that happens sometimes. And Dan's a big, strong defender who has puck skills. He has a mean bone in his body. There are mean bones in there. But he's just a consummate defender who has hand skills and a brain.
Ian Janko.
You know, Ian's a great story, one of those true recruiting stories I've had, where I've been tracking Ian since he was 16. And through the national camps and going to, making the Minnesota team festivals and then going on to the national festivals. And he's just a very grizzled veteran defenseman. He's been through the ups and downs of junior hockey coming from Jefferson High School. And he's just done an outstanding job of being reliable. He's one of the top plus-minus guys in the North American Hockey League last year, which is what I was looking for. And he's got legs. He's got a little bit of length at 6'1". He's just very dependable.
Guy that was here last year but didn't play at all, Jay Dickman.
Oh, yeah, Big Jay. You won't miss him on the ice. He's 6'6", and he's got hand skills. We're actually pretty excited about Jay. He's actually just coming off a little bit of an injury this summer, torn Achilles while he's training, but he's done a great job with that training in getting stronger. He did not play last year. He did do a red shirt with us last year. But Jay's got a wow factor. He's 6'6", and he's got hands that are touched by God. And he can shoot it, and he can create offense.
TJ Rue.
TJ's dad played here, and TJ was a finalist for Mr. Hockey in Minnesota, a few years ago. Went to junior hockey and had a very good junior hockey career. Very, very smart and cerebral centerman. Wants to make plays, looks for plays constantly. When there's offense, when he's on the ice, it usually moves through him.
Mike Soucier.
Mikey's a very good talent. Skating, puck handling, shooting, all that stuff ticks off it. And he's played a lot of junior hockey. He's really fast. He is competitive, and he has a history of playing at a high level with Team Canada East over the last few years. And anytime you're able to wear that maple leaf on your chest, you're very good in that regard to be able to represent your country.
Adam Luvik.
Adam is he's a good one. He's 6 foot. He can skate. He's fast. He's exciting to watch out on the ice. He's had a very good year. 30 something goals last year. 30 something assists. Top five in scoring, I think, in the North American Hockey League. Very much their catalyst on offense in Cooley region. And from Centennial High School, we're pretty excited about him. He we love to play fast, and he does that.
Most everybody around town here knows about Dylan Eichstead, but how has he grown since he was a lumberjack?
I got to tell you, everywhere I go and people are asking about Dylan, and I say it. I go, guys, you will not believe how good Dylan is right now compared to the last time you've seen him. Everybody remembers Dylan as the scrawny kid at BHS and who had talent, and he's been through the ups and downs, but he was top 15 in scoring for defensemen in the USHL, which is the premier league for college development. And he's just so smooth with the puck. He's heady. He's got good anticipation and good skills on both sides of the rink. And I think the city of Bemidji is going to be fascinated with how far this kid has come since he's played here.
Last guy, Justin Beaudry.
Justin Juice Beaudry. His nickname's Juice. One of the best nicknames I've ever had. you know, Juice was, there's another one. He's an 18-year-old freshman. He's, you know, him and Dylan were both, you know, he was fifth in scoring in the USHLD. Very talented, very smart. Comes from the same home area as Brendan Harms, and very similar players as far as their intelligence for the game. Great leadership. This kid has hand skills, and they're exciting. That's what they're going to bring to the table.
As an 18-year-old, is he ready physically for what is the WCHA?
I think he is. He still needs to grow there, as do all these guys. But I think he is ready. It's just when you dominate that much in the USHL, I think that's a good cue that, okay, the kid's ready. And we never set a timeline on him when he was going to come in. It was just all of a sudden, all right, you're ready. And so I think, you know, is he ready physically? Yes. Is he ready for the grind? We'll see.
Thanks much, Teddy.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
More of the Benusa Pregame Show next here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Brian Schultz with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, no questions, last year ended kind of sour. Does that have any lingering effects through the summer or not?
I don't know, Schultz. You try to, you know what, you just try to move forward. I do that. So, I mean, obviously, again, you'd like to have that weekend back. But, again, it'll eat you alive. You sit there and chew on all that stuff. So, I really don't. I kind of move on, Schultz. And, you know, and you're just hoping you take the next step this year.
Obviously, you guys accomplished a lot of good things last year. How can that help you this year?
Well, I think, again, we just got a lot of experience last year, mostly with our, you know, with our goaltenders and forwards. So we have an experienced group up front. We have an experienced group in the net. So, again, when you play, you get experience. And when you get experience, you get to know, you know, the level of play you're playing. And, you know, that I think that really helps. And it helps carry over into the next year.
There's a saying that you don't know what you have until it's gone. Is that the case with Prapp and Windy and Rendy?
Well, they're going to be big losses, and I don't think I need to sit there and watch a game to sit there and tell you tomorrow, gosh, we're going to miss those guys. But it's still that, you got to move on. People are going to graduate. They graduate every year. You know, you graduate good players all the time. And the biggest thing is those guys are they're minute-munching defensemen that, again, you know, they ate up a lot of minutes last year in critical situations, whether it was Prapp on the power play, whether it was Windy and Rendy on the penalty kill, or in a defensive situation the last minute of the game where we were up a goal, they were out there. You know, so they did. They got a lot of extended time over the course of their 4 years, and obviously the last 2 years they really ate up a lot of minutes for us. But, again, that's just the way it goes. Guys graduate. Now it's time for somebody else to emerge.
Have you talked to Prapp at all in his time up with Buffalo here in the off season?
I just texted him a couple times, and things are going pretty good for him, that's for sure. And but that's a big adjustment too. I mean, you know, the National Hockey League to the American Hockey League, it's just a big adjustment, and it's a strength adjustment. And we actually talked the other day to his assistant coach last year in Rochester, who's now the head coach in Youngstown of the USHL. So he had a lot of good things to say about Prapp.
On to this year, almost everybody's dressing today. What's the plan as to how many minutes guys are getting?
Well, you know, we have three guys who aren't dressing, Schultz. Yeah, I don't know if you've looked at it too closely, but we don't. Leo and Miles Fitzgerald and Nate Arntz aren't going to skate. They've all got some bumps and bruises, so obviously we're keeping them out. So we'll have 13 forwards, 8 D, and we're going to play all three goalies. So we got 24 guys skating today, and really my intention is, Schultz, we'll see what happens during the game. And sometimes, again, you know, the complexion of the game can change how you're thinking. So, but right now I just plan on rolling four lines. And I don't know if we're necessarily going to go roll off, you know, four sets of D pairings. But, you know, that's kind of the intention right now.
You've had one official practice. How'd the guys look?
Well, again, Schultz, again, I think pretty good. Again, we know what we have up front. I mean, and we have a talented group of forwards. We're deep up front. We feel we're deep in net. And the biggest thing is the unknown. And I think everybody knows that. We've got 8 defensemen. 5 of them are inexperienced. We have 4 freshmen and a redshirt sophomore who hasn't seen any significant time. So, you know, a lot's going to depend on those guys and the veterans that we have there and how quick the young guys adapt.
Best of luck, Tom.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.